Hey everybody, Josh Sigerson of World Alternative Media here, and we are finally seeing a mass-scale attempt at prosecution over the deaths from the COVID injections. This out of VigilantNews.com, it says Italian health minister under investigation for murder for concealing COVID-19 vaccine deaths. We're finally hearing more information about actual prosecutions. Meanwhile, we have this Texas lawsuit against Pfizer fraud, a game changer for exposing COVID pandemic as criminal conspiracy. And, you know, as we're seeing this, we're seeing attempts as well, you know, people talking about prosecution. Of course, we have Rand Paul says without question, Fauci belongs in jail. He's trying to get him prosecuted. We have Pascal Najati, the son of the World Economic Forum co-founder, calling for Klaus Schwab's arrest. So we do have a lot of interesting stuff coming up and some positive stuff, because again, we've been looking for that, that justice for a while, because we haven't seen any. We've gotten this far along, and where is the justice? Well, I've yet to see anything other than people like, well, the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, getting a slap on the hand with a little lawsuit and having to pay a bit of money for falsifying data regarding the injections. But we know millions upon millions upon millions of people have died from these injections, and yet people are still sitting on their hands. They're not doing anything. They're moving on to the next thing. It's not even popular to talk about this anymore. It's all about the current thing. That's why I'm continuing to talk about the injections, because we need justice. We've been talking about it since day one. Well, in fact, we put out our first video on this subject January 22nd, 2020. We're coming up on the fourth year anniversary of the first video we did on it, where we called it a hoax from the beginning, said there'd be vaccine passports, lockdowns, restrictions, all sorts of stuff that would bring us into the future cashless society with climate restrictions and regulations, as we're seeing today in 15-minute cities and all that kind of stuff. So we were right. And we now demand actual justice. Now, are we going to see the government prosecute the government? Not very likely, but there will be an about face to some degree. And that's what we're going to kind of go into today, because we have a lot of other stories as well that go the opposite way, where whistleblowers are being arrested for speaking out against this. But I really want to get into what's happening in Italy, because it is actually quite massive news compared to other news we've heard as far as prosecutions go. Before we get into that, my friends, I urge people to check those links below. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you could save money when you go to checkout. Again, this is very important. They're trying to mass murder us, and having a line of defense versus cancer is a massive move for everyone to take. It has a long shelf life. I urge people to stock up on it before it's illegal. Also, make sure to check out our link for Wild Pastures. If you're worried about modified or mRNA in the food supply, you should be, because they're finding it. Check out that link in the description. Again, you get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all non-GMO, no mRNA, no hormones, no antibiotics, no steroids, no feedlots, and no pesticides or any other chemicals. It's all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states. Again, very important. It's temperature-controlled and delivered to your door, my friends. You save money versus the grocery store on these packages, and you don't have to worry about pink slime, mystery meats, forever chemicals, and RNA in your food supply. All the while, you get to help support the farmers, the family farmers that are under attack by the Great Reset currently. So I urge people to check that out. I think it's one of the coolest affiliates that we've been able to promote thus far, and it helps save you. It saves us. It saves the farmers. It kills multiple birds with one stone. So again, check that out. 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box. Now let's get into this. So this is from VigilantNews.com. It says, Italian health minister under investigation for murder for concealing COVID-19 vaccine deaths. And I quote, he knew the shots were killing people and gave orders to local health authorities to conceal deaths and serious side effects. And as the article goes into, it says, and I quote, former Italian health minister Roberto Speranza is under investigation for homicide after emails reveal that from the very start of the vaccinations, he knew the shots were killing people and gave orders to local health authorities to conceal deaths and serious side effects in order to reassure Italian citizens of their safety and to not jeopardize the vaccination campaign, reported InfoWars contributor Greg Rees in a viral X post shared by Alex Jones. Now, this is a huge story. I've been following it for a little while because they are, you know, in Italy, they're banning bugs from the food. They're banning, you know, fake meats. It's really interesting what's going on, though. They're still like bowing down to Ukraine. But nonetheless, it says these staggering accusations were reported on by both German and Italian news networks. And we'll go into the translation of this below. It says the Rome Public Prosecutor's Office is investigating Roberto Speranza, the Italian government's health minister during the time of COVID measures. He was responsible for the vaccination campaign. The investigations are the result of complaints related to the so-called AIFA emails from the Italian Medicines Agency. The former director of AIFA, Nicola Magrini, is also under investigation. It says the publication of these internal emails, let me just scroll up here a bit. The publication of these internal emails revealed that they had been aware of the dangers of the COVID vaccination from the start. The accusation is that the responsible minister and the head of the drug authority knowingly and deliberately exposed the unsuspecting Italian population to this risk. Now, I want to pull away once for a second before we go back. Matt Hancock also knew ahead of time. He talked about a bunch of stuff in WhatsApp messages where they were going to fake a new variant in order to scare people into further lockdowns. We have Professor Shmuel Shapira, who is the head of vaccine rollout in Israel, who openly said that it was a eugenics experiment that was mass murdering people after he himself got injured from this. And we know in Israel they covered up the heart attacks in children in the trials in order to get it fast approval. And of course, it did. And worldwide around week 21 of 2021, we saw mass deaths. Before that, we saw a decrease in deaths overall. But from week 21 onward, we saw mass deaths across the board. So that's very important to point out. A lot of countries were involved in, you know, later on pulling back. Denmark did that regarding the mass deaths that we saw at the hands of this. Also based on something, by the way, COVID-19 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vero monkey kidney cells and compare it to a computer simulation. So it's an absolute hoax. PCR tests cannot test you for a specific illness, cannot discern between them, especially at 40 cycles or more, where it just becomes a blur of noise when they're actually measuring illness. So it's absurd. And then they have ethylene oxide on the swabs and on the masks, one of the most dangerous chemicals known out there, and which also gives you cancer, brain damage, nerve damage, infertility, and the destruction of DNA. Really insane stuff. So we have a lot of examples of this, but it continues here. It says, yes, they encouraged Italians to get vaccinated. Vaccination was even made mandatory for certain professional groups. Consequently, many side effects, including fatal ones, came to light. The investigations are for murder, serious bodily harm, and more because Speranza and Magrini evidently gave instructions to the local health authorities to conceal the deaths and serious side effects that occurred immediately after the vaccination began in order to not to jeopardize the vaccination campaign and to reassure the citizens about their safety. The responsible minister and the head of AIFA are now expected to answer for these actions, according to the complaints from the police unions and the financial police, as well as the private organization, Listen to Me, which represents 4,200 people damaged by vaccines in Italy. Police officers and teachers were subjected to mandatory COVID vaccinations. Here's a former health minister, Roberto Speranza, proudly announcing vaccination statistics in Italy. And I quote, "We have now reached a massively significant percentage of vaccinated people in Italy, 89.41%. Therefore, currently in Italy, just over 10% of the population remains unvaccinated." By the way, this isn't true. When I was in Italy in 2021, of course, I dodged all the, I didn't get any shots. I didn't get any tests or anything like that. It was very hard to get around things, but I got around things. And when I was reporting on the protests there, like the 50,000 people in Milan that I reported on, politicians getting punched in the face over their support for these injections, I noticed that the numbers that they claimed about the vaccinated in Italy were complete nonsense. In fact, when I went to Napoli, for example, across the board, I heard from people, yeah, we just have a fake pass. We have a fake pass. And they were getting it out of the system and doctors were giving it to them. And they were essentially in the system as vaccinated. But a huge amount of the public got fake injections, like so many. Now, I was always against getting fake injections, mostly because it added to the number and it made more people think that more people were getting them than they were. I always advocated if you were going to do something, make a fake QR, make a fake pass that doesn't go into the system. If anything, if you absolutely have to, then that would be an option. If it saves your life or your child's life, yeah. But I always said putting them in the system, that's a bad idea because it, again, blows up these numbers and allows them to fake this. They also counted two vaccines as one, or I mean, two vaccines as two separate people, I should say, during the vaccine lockdowns as well. So there's a lot of manipulation going on there. Nonetheless, I digress. We do see this push for prosecution at a scale we haven't yet seen before. And it says today, Robert Esperanza is under investigation for lies he allegedly told about vaccines. Among the crimes he is accused of are ideological falsehood and murder. Look, this is the document we are showing you tonight exclusively. It states the former minister, Roberto Speranza, along with Nicola Magrini, the former general manager of AIFA, are both registered in the investigative records of the Rome prosecutor's office. I know some people very high up in the Italian justice system, so this should be very interesting because there's a lot of people hidden up there that absolutely despise these lockdowns and this tyranny. But anyway, it says, Reese added that recently the Philippines House of Representatives voted to conduct an investigation into the mysterious surge in unexplained deaths numbering over 260,000 in 2021 and around 67,000 in 2022. So we see this massive investigation in Philippines, but boom, they get hit by a 7.6 magnitude earthquake right after they start investigating. Meanwhile, we have this story. Texas lawsuit against Pfizer fraud, a game changer for exposing COVID pandemic as criminal conspiracy. As it says, Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas is setting the tone for the potential eventual downfall of Pfizer, one of the world's most evil pharmaceutical companies. As you may have heard, Paxton recently filed a lawsuit against Pfizer for defrauding the public with its mRNA Wuhan coronavirus vaccines, which have already injured and killed millions. Pfizer has been making false claims from the very beginning, the suit alleges, and Paxton wants the drug giant to pay for its crimes against humanity. Texas's top prosecutor also claims that Pfizer has been waging an internet censorship war to try to shut up people who question the safety and effectiveness claims of the company's COVID injections. In Texas, under the Texas Deceptive Trade Activities Act, Pfizer is guilty of deceptively marketing its COVID jabs based on lies. There is zero evidence and plenty to the contrary to show that Pfizer's COVID shots do not have 95% efficacy as widely claimed. While Pfizer's 95% figure made its vaccine seem highly effective, the truth was quite different, a report about the matter explains. When it began, it says in quotes, when it began making those claims, Pfizer possessed, on average, only 2 months of clinical trial data from which to compare vaccinated and unvaccinated persons. It's just, we all knew this from the beginning. It's all coming out now. And I quote, of 17,000 placebo recipients, only 162 acquired COVID-19 during this 2 month period. Now, again, no one got COVID. They couldn't measure it. So I don't buy that. Based on those numbers, vaccination status had a negligible impact on whether a trial participant contracted COVID-19. Pfizer's COVID jabs, 0.85% effective at best. But again, against what? That would be in the margin of error. This is why I've been saying you can't measure COVID. Again, people will say, well, I lost my use of taste and smell back in 2020, 2021. Okay, the United Nations says himself they were spraying the skies at that time in Spain. They're likely doing it in many other places. They were increasing the amount of metals dramatically that they would spray rather than what they had previously sprayed. Now, what is the number one cause of loss in taste and smell in the world? Well, of course, it's too much heavy metals. the ingestion of too much heavy metals. If you ever take too many zinc pills, you'll know what I mean. You get a fever, you get sick kind of feeling for a little while, you get kind of flushed, and your mouth tastes like metal. And then eventually you just can't taste anything. Your mouth is unable, you can't taste or smell anything for a little while. It could be for prolonged amounts of time if you're subject to a lot of heavy metals in the air as well. So I think that's important to point out. Now, whether this Texas lawsuit is going to work against Pfizer, I don't know. But it says what makes Paxton's case against Pfizer groundbreaking is a precedent it stands to set for the entire rest of the country to lodge the same type of complaint. Pfizer lied to the world and millions have died or become injured as a result. The way Pfizer conducted its clinical trials, if you can even call them that, was so shady and deceptive that the company, quite frankly, should probably be shut down entirely. This can potentially happen if enough entities sue the drug giant and effectively bankrupt it, perhaps. But of course, the government is going to come in and like the plunge protection team to the Fed. But let's see. It says the true efficacy rate for Pfizer's COVID jabs is not 95%, but rather 0.85%. This is basically a 0% efficacy, which is the opposite of Pfizer's near 100% efficacy claim. Well, what it did is it gave you injections that destroyed your immune system, and therefore people are sick. It's not rocket science, but it says because Pfizer lied, people died. And because the US Food and Drug Administration was complicit, it too is in big part responsible for the genocidal outcome of the company's jab released through Operation Warp Speed. And I quote, in early 2021, Pfizer deliberately created the false impression that its vaccines had durable and sustained protection, going so far as to withhold highly relevant data and information from the consuming public showing that efficacy waned rapidly, reads the plaintiff's original petition in the case, which is officially known as the State of Texas versus Pfizer. Now, I want to also point out that according to studies, the more you get, the worse you are off. And then every year that goes by, even if you stop getting the injections after getting a bunch of the mRNA injections, your chances of death go up dramatically. We are seeing excess deaths grow every year despite less people getting injected. And now they're coming after people in Brazil and mandating injections for people as young as 6 months old. And they are forcing this into the arms of people. It is absolutely evil. And we are witnessing the death skyrocket, and now they're saying white lung syndrome. I also want to make a point that Thailand has a huge investigation ongoing right now after their princess ended up basically comatose after getting the injection. This out of the Hill, Rand Paul says, without question, Fauci belongs in jail. He wants to push prosecution of Fauci over the injections. There's talk about this in Australia. There's talk about this in the UK as well with Matt Hancock. And of course, we saw Rishi Sunak recently testify and then claim that it's people's fault. It's a public's fault for over obeying or over complying. This guy's evil. Like these government officials, left or right, are just absolute psychopathic pieces of shit. This is the son of World Economic Forum co-founder. Again, co-founder calls for Klaus Schwab's arrest. This is Pascal Naftali. Or Najati, sorry, Pascal Najati. And Pascal Najati has done videos. I'm actually working on getting him on our show right away. So stay tuned for that. His father was a co-founder of the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab. He left about 10 years after due to, the obvious evil of the World Economic Forum, saying that the goals of the World Economic Forum were wrong. And at the same time, we have the story that his father, Pascal Najati's father, actually was extremely sickened by the COVID injections and that his parents were really sick from the COVID injections. So I think this is a really interesting issue, and this is why I'm trying to get him on the show right now. I got the contact and the connection, so hopefully it works out. He does speak English, so it'll be really interesting. Anyway, at the same time, we have U.S. Navy whistleblower who exposed spike in pilot heart-related conditions post-vaccination has been placed under investigation. This is Barry Young. So again, we're getting both sides of this. We're getting people criminalized and thrown in prison for speaking out against this. This is a Barry Young, rather. This is another guy. This is a whistleblower who showed the massive rate, 973%, I believe, in heart-related death after the injections we reported on it about a week or so ago. And at the same time, we do have Barry Young, New Zealand healthcare or health worker, arrested for leaking COVID vaccine data, report says. He's facing up to 7 years in prison simply for putting out actual data, actual statistics that he had access to in the New Zealand database regarding deaths from the injections. And just to point out, when the media reported on this, they claimed it was for spreading vaccine misinformation with classified documents. It's not misinformation if it's actual statistics from the government that the government's hiding from people. Meanwhile, we do have a bit more good news, though. Estonia is notifying the WHO that it rejects the pandemic treaty and amendments to international health regulations. We also have Slovakia says it will not be entering into any international pandemic agreements with WHO, Prime Minister says. So all that's good, though. We have Javier Milei, who loves Israel, who sounds great, but then bows down to Israel, who was against the injections and everything. He was also calling climate change a hoax, and now he's joining the Paris Climate Accord. So again, we cannot trust governments. We cannot trust politicians. We need to trust ourselves to have the responsibility endowed by God on our shoulders to do something about all these things. So again, we need justice. We need to stand up. We need to ensure future freedoms when they are coming in with further restrictions. We have mask mandates returning in parts of California and in British Columbia and in Australia. We have people getting criminalized for speaking the truth about injections. To this day, people getting discharged or potentially discharged in the Navy for saying, hey, I saw evidence of 973% increase in death, in heart death from the injections. That is need to know information. Now, yes, we have the good news of people potentially getting prosecuted. Klaus Schwab, even Bill Gates as well. The Thai government's doing investigations. The Philippines government is doing an investigation once they get over this earthquake thing. Again, we have, of course, what's happening in so many different countries around the world regarding what happened in 2020 to 2022 specifically. The thing is, it's still happening and they're trying to come back with it. And we're just not seeing the fear that should be brought to the public, or not the public, the public officials. And that would be the most important part. The government needs to be afraid of us. So for me, I'm sitting here just, I'm pondering all these stories, and it's like, okay, there's good news over here. There's bad news over here. One could only focus on the bad news. One could only focus on the good news. Neither helps. I've said before, hopium is a stupid thing to have. It's a very bad disease to have because at the end of the day, it leads to injustice. So just having constant hopium leads to people sitting on their hands. Having no faith at all also destroys any chance of any justice. We need to be down the middle. We can't have too much hope. We can't have too little hope. We have to just focus on how it starts at home, how we fight for freedom in our household, and then expand out from that. It's not about electing new officials. It's not about voting for new people, new puppets who will get killed if they do anything right, or will be useless if they do anything wrong or comply, which most do. It's not about just protesting in the streets and shouting. It's about withdrawing from the system ourselves. They do not have power if we withdraw, if we don't depend on, for example, the central banking system and our banks and the future cashless society, which they use the COVID lockdowns as a litmus to, considering China, for example. We have the zero COVID policies in China, which led to the creation of 15-minute cities elsewhere in Oxford. I'm doing a documentary on it. I was in Oxford in the 15-minute city. You can help donate to that in the description at our gogetfunding.com campaign. But nonetheless, this is a very important issue. We need to withdraw from the system. It's all about food, water, shelter, self-defense, or not gather things for the toughest guy on the block. And of course, sound monies and different kinds of monies and competing currencies, gold and silver, physically, privacy coins. I like Epic Cash. There's Monero. There's other things. Withdrawing from the system starts with you. And then it carries down to your family and it helps support them and save them. There are different ways, in fact, that you could get paid in gold, silver, and privacy coins through your work, through intermediaries that will then convert into those things. So for those of you saying, well, I can't get paid in anything else than that, there are ways. And you could also make that money work for you in different ways with our KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM link, where you can buy physical gold and silver. And you could also roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, checking, savings, or brokerage accounts. Again, we have a link in the description for that, where you could sign up. You get a whole bunch of free special reports. We have options for all these things. You know, as far as health goes, they're trying to mass murder us. I just recently reported on the fact that they are attempting to put out these ultrasound vaccines. It sounds insane. It attacks the cells. This is a real thing. This isn't some fake story. They're actually the ASA, the American or the Acoustic Society of America is putting out evidence on this and research on this. I put it up on a few different platforms, including band.video, BitChute, Rumble, etc. Twitter. If you haven't followed us on Twitter at X, I urge you to do that. But very important. I mean, they're totally coming after us right now. And that's why we have to be prepared for everything, my friends. So again, we have options as far as health-wise. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Again, you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H. We like to bring you solutions so that you don't have to worry about how this affects you personally. You can already have that solution at your fingertips and save the day and save the family's day. At the end of the day, we are going to see this stuff get banned in the future. And we're walking into that great reset, and we can't stop it from happening, but we can save ourselves from it. And then in the aftermath of it, be able to, because it eventually will all come collapsing down like any Tower of Babel would, then we can survive it and build a new beautiful civilization in the aftermath. We have our link for Wild Pastures, of course. You get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box to avoid mRNA foods in the stores, which they're finding. And suddenly people who are not injected are seeing a huge increase in myocarditis. It's because they're putting the stuff in the food supply. They're modifying it so it's you can digest it without it being destroyed in the body. So check out that link, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, no steroids, no antibiotics, no feedlots, no pesticides or any other chemicals, all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature controlled. You can customize your box however you feel fit. Again, this allows you to avoid the pink slime, the mystery meats, the forever chemicals in the meat supply at your local grocery store. You're also saving money, and you're saving farmers at the same time from the attack on farmers by, of course, the World Economic Forum to try and ban small farms in favor of factory farms, where everyone will be eating bugs and dangerous meats again, all for the idea of you will own nothing and you will be happy scenario. You'll be enslaved. Don't allow it to happen. Again, that's 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box if you go to our Wild Pastures link. Very important. One of the most important things you can do is going and checking out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. We have organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products. Again, this is about withdrawing from the grocery store system. This is about withdrawing from the conveniences that bring tyranny. Use code WAM, W-A-M. You can save money on this, and you could save your family's life. I think that's pretty damn important. So you're not eating rations with the CBDC later on with your carbon credits. You could also check out our Cup of Health link in the description. Get organic coffees with a whole bunch of amazing things mixed in with that. You have superfoods, you have antioxidants, you have a bunch of really cool products over at this Cup of Health link in the description. Get your coffee from there. It's about $2 a day if you add it all up with 60 total servings. And it's organic and really just, you have turmeric, you have ginger, you have all this other stuff, keto fuel shake. You know, you have meal replacements, really cool stuff. So again, check that link in the description and use our link and you can go and save money on your products there. Of course, if you want to help support us, we have our gogetfunding.com campaign. We truly appreciate those who've donated thus far. You guys are amazing. You guys are life-saving and we cannot do it without you. I repeat, we cannot do it without you. So thank you so much to everyone that's donated thus far. We are bankrupt, but we've been able to catch up on a lot of the debts recently, thanks to some of you amazing viewers out there. You are the heartbeat of independent media and it means the world to us. So we have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, and Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Coin Tree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. including privacy coins. We have a Teespring store for merchandise. And as always, you can find us. It's always long-winded, right? You can find us on Telegram and Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. You can find us on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. And of course, all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify. Hit that like button, you know, share in social media, hit the notification bell, hit subscribe if you have not yet already. It very much helps us. And as always, we appreciate everyone watching. Live by example. Live freely always. Be the change you wish to see in the world. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.